Hello, fellow ink drinkers, and welcome back to the Blind Girls Book Talk podcast. Aria.
And I'm Belle.
And we are two legally blind sisters who love reading and love books. And so what we've done is we've created this show in order to talk about that. We talk about a wide variety of bookish content, and that can range from bad retellings of stories, book to movie adaptation comparisons, buddy reads, recent reads, bookish challenges. Really, the list does go on and on. And today what we're doing is we are doing another one of our author talks, and the author that we're going to be talking about today is H.P. Lovecraft. Now, I know a little bit about Lovecraft. I've heard a little bit, and I heard that he wasn't that nice of a dude, all things told. However, I have not really read any of his works, personally. Now, have you?
I think I own something of his, or like a collection of his works, I think. Mm-hmm. Or I've thought about getting it, and I've just not done that yet. Mm-hmm. But like, through this research, I like didn't know some of this stuff.
Okay, well, that being said, you want to go ahead and get right on into it?
Okay, well, to start, do you know his actual name? Because I didn't. I just knew him as H.P. Lovecraft. I never knew what his stuff stood for.
I heard it once before, and I can't remember what it is.
Because we mentioned him in my Gothic Traditions course whenever I took that in college. And, like, everybody just referred to him as Lovecraft. Like, It's just Lovecraft. Like, he's like Poe. Mm-hmm. You say the last name, and you're just like, oh, yeah, him. But no, his name is actually Howard Phillips Lovecraft.
Okay, I was going to say Howard, but yeah. I was not going to get the Phillips because I was thinking Howard Percival.
Yeah, no. Howard Phillips Lovecraft was born in his family home on August 20th, 1890 in Providence, Rhode Island. He was an only child. But another thing that I found really interesting was that his father, he had an unusual childhood that was marked by tragedy. His father was a traveling salesman, had developed a type of mental disorder caused by untreated syphilis when he was around the age of 3. And then in 1893, his father became a patient at Butler Hospital in Providence, and there he remained until his death in 1898.
Ooh, that's less than ideal.
Yeah. Another thing was Lovecraft was a very sickly child.
Yes, I did know that.
Mm-hmm. Spent many of his school years at home. He became an avid reader, devouring the works on a variety of texts, and especially loved the works of Edgar Allan Poe, and developed an interest in astronomy.
Okay.
As a teenager, he did attend Hope High School, but suffered a nervous breakdown before he could earn his diploma.
Jeez,
I laughed at that. I was like, are you serious? He then became a reclusive figure for several years, choosing to stay up late studying, reading, and writing, and then sleeping late into the day. During this time, he managed to publish some articles on astronomy in several newspapers.
Okay.
So that kind of started out his writing career, as he started out as a would-be journalist, joining the United Amateur Press Association in 1914. The following year, he launched his self-published magazine, The Conservative Four, which he wrote several essays and other pieces. Well,
so wait, he made his own magazine?
He self-published a magazine, yeah.
Oh, okay.
He launched his self-published magazine, The Conservative.
Ah, okay. Gotcha.
Okay. He dabbled in fiction early on and became more serious about writing stories around 1917. And many of these early works were influenced by the writing of Lord Dunsany? D-U-N-S-A-N-Y?
Okay.
Again, dyslexia, I'm trying. an Irish author of fantasy tales, as well as Lovecraft's early favorite, Edgar Allan Poe. Mm-hmm. So he took the fantasy and just added the horror to it.
Okay.
And he introduced readers to many supernatural beings that would wreak havoc on mankind. Elements of this story would reappear in other related tales commonly known. Can you guess what the creature is that he like created?
Cthulhu.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he made Cthulhu.
Yeah, Cthulhu. Yeah, he made Cthulhu. I did not know that.
Yeah.
I learned something. The Elder Gods. Yeah, I did not know he created Cthulhu.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that. His later stories reflected Lovecraft's own psychological ideas. According to American Heritage Magazine, Lovecraft once wrote, "All my tales are based on the fundamental premise that common human laws and emotions have no validity or significance in the cosmos at large."
Alrighty then.
And then he died.
Well, he did get married at some point.
He did. I did not find that.
Yeah, he did get married at some point.
I skipped a bunch of stuff because he had like a financial decline.
Yeah, he did. Because he, like, his family kind of fell into ruin.
Yeah, but I was skipping all that.
He then had to marry this like New York, I guess, socialite. Isn't quite the term that she was, but that's compared to him, that's what she was. And he had to move to New York, and he like really, really hated it because there is a lot of racism in his stories, unfortunately. A lot of it, I think some people attribute it to like his move to New York that really brought it out of the woodwork, which it's not okay.
Listen, man, his life's not as interesting as Poe. Poe had an interesting life. This man, he wasn't interesting. I deemed him uninteresting.
I
did, because his life was just... Yeah, he did marry.
He did, yeah.
Yeah, he did have a relationship with somebody, but family disapproved. So, yeah, he did marry and relocated to her Brooklyn apartment. Oh, a 259 Parkside Avenue.
What does that mean?
I was there.
Oh, were you?
Yeah. Well, I was in that area.
Ah, I see.
I like, walked past that area whenever I was at my summer intensive.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, it was on the way to the studio.
Fun.
Yeah.
You walked right past and you didn't even know.
No, I also didn't care at that time.
I mean, fair.
Also, I don't even know if anything's like there anymore. I forget. I don't know. It's weird. Brooklyn's weird, man. You don't trust Brooklyn. No offense to anybody from Brooklyn. Brooklyn's weird, in my opinion.
I haven't been to Brooklyn.
Yeah, there's... Honestly, I didn't care much about his wedding. But he was in New York for a while because of his marriage. Then moved back.
Yeah. And that's where he kind of wasted away to nothing.
Yeah. And then he died.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was barely able to support himself in the end. He took on editing and ghostwriting work to try to make ends meet. He died of cancer.
Yes, I did know that.
He died of cancer on March 15th, 1937. He left behind more than 60 short stories and a few novel and novellas, including The Case of Charles Dexter Ward.
Never heard of that one.
It was mourned by his devoted colleagues and aspiring writers to whom he corresponded and collaborated with.
Fascinating.
Yeah, it mentions two of his friends, like two of those people, but I don't know who they are and I don't care.
Way to be.
I don't. You also know that I think if I don't hear somebody's name, mention of them or anything in 2 weeks, they're dead. Like they're dead and then I'll hear something and they're, oh! They're magically back to life. Okay.
What way to be?
It's true.
I know it's true. It's just way to be.
If I don't know, I don't care. Well, I do care, but I don't care. Yeah, but since his death, he earned greater acclaim than during his lifetime. But that's most authors, so no surprise there.
Accurate.
He inspired people like Stephen King.
Mm-hmm.
story served as inspiration for many movies, including 2011's Hunters of the Dark, 2007 Cthulhu.
Okay. I haven't heard of either of those, but that's okay.
I haven't either. I didn't even know there was a Cthulhu movie. It was just Cthulhu.
Yeah, Cthulhu, it's just Cthulhu and the Elder Gods, and like there's a lot of crazy things in his work that don't make no sense.
Yeah, I haven't read any of his work, but
I don't
there was also I will admit doing the research for this one actually sucked.
Okay.
Because it was actually very difficult. Okay. Let me explain. Because everything always threw in his political stance and then brought in stuff about race. And it was just topics that I wasn't touching on with a 10-foot pole.
Yeah. Like I said, all things said and done, he was not the most tolerant of people.
Like, there was atheism. There was a bunch of...
We aren't going to go into it, but yeah, like I said, all things considered, he was not tolerant. He was not that nice of a person, like, to other people. So that's not okay. And I essentially think we get to bash him for that because, like, legit.
Honestly, from, like, everything I read, I was like, I haven't read any of this guy's work, but I know I'll like his work because his work does conjoin science with horror. So I know I'll like it. However, I'm also just like, I don't want to deal with you. I don't.
Which is fair.
Like, looking at his stuff, like, he's one of the people I have to separate the work from the human. I mean, granted, I do that 9 times out of 10. But, like...
Although with his, it's a little harder because, like I said, a lot of his work, like...
He did put, like, a lot of his own personal views into his work, which is gonna suck to read, I feel like, for that part, but, like, I don't know. I feel like I can glance over that. I don't know. It went on through his, like, philosophies and all that stuff and his political views. I don't care about his political views. I don't. You lived in the 1900s. Nobody cares.
Fair.
You died. Nobody cares anymore. I don't know why people care about this, but they care.
Yeah.
They care about his religious views as well.
Yeah.
Just like... I don't care, dude. I don't.
Yeah, I don't.
That's like another thing that went on with his marriage is why I didn't really touch on it. Because it just, it brought up a lot of the religion into it and stuff. And then it talked about how his wife, and they would talk about married life things. And I was just like, I don't need this.
Wait, they would have actual conversations?
Yeah, she's like, it brings up like quotes and stuff that she said about him. Like, and it did, and it did, and I'm like, I don't care about this.
Okay, wait, I have to know. I have to know.
It was like, it was quotes on like, hold on, I can find the one. Hold on, it wasn't really a quote, but it was something that she would say all the time.
Oh gosh.
So, the woman he married was married before, but said that he performed satisfactory as a lover. That was the one that I was like, yeah, no, we're done. We ain't talking about this.
When you get it's satisfactory. I feel like that kind of bashes him even more.
It does. But like, there's other stuff in this that I'm just like, that's why I like kind of just glanced over it. Because I was like, we ain't touching this, dude. I'm not touching this. Because I got to there.
I can't get over that.
Yeah.
Satisfactory. Okay, well, I'm glad that, like, you know, yeah, but really,
I'm surprised she was so open to talking about it. But,
well, I mean, if you've been married before, though, I mean,
yeah, but this is also, you know,
well, yeah, this
the
is
1900s.
The 1900s. This is true.
Early 1900s.
This is true. And I guess that is something to be said about the time. People were a lot more horrible back then.
People are
still horrible.
Yeah, I was like, gonna say, people are still horrible. What are you talking about, Wills?
But people hide their horribleness nowadays, whereas before it was
people try to
like,
hide their horribleness.
That's true.
That's human nature. But yeah, that was like, that's like one of the reasons why I was just like, we ain't touching this. I'm not touching on this marriage, because I got that and I was like, why?
I'm very curious about other things, though. I am indeed very curious.
Yeah, I'm not. You can look that up on your own time there, honey. I ain't touching that with a 10-foot pole. As soon as we end this, this article is getting deleted from my search history.
Okay.
I was like, why would I? I didn't need to know that.
Yeah, I mean, interesting characters all around. That's all I gotta say about it.
I have to admit, also, everybody will comment on, like, how, like, the pictures of Poe are creepy. No, man, pictures of Lovecraft, he was creepy. He was creepy looking. He was.
I also have to see this now.
He was creepy.
Oh.
He was creepy.
Yeah.
He was creepy looking. Anybody who can look up a picture of H.P. Lovecraft, you should agree he's creepy. He looks like he has issues. He does. He did.
I don't understand.
Listen, man, I don't. Again, I hated researching him, and I had so high hopes for researching him, too. I was like, oh, it's Lovecraft. It will be like Poe. It'll be fine. No.
I mean, he had tragic things.
He did, but like,
not nearly as much as Poe. And
like, it did mention some other tragic things in his life that I was just like, Poe had it worse. So like, I was like, I hate dealing with you.
Yeah.
I'm not. I was just like, you don't impress me. You don't make me feel bad for you. Because that's the thing about Poe's. Poe's tragic story, you feel bad for him.
Yeah.
Like, you feel for the dude. Like, granted, some of the stuff, you're like, okay, he brought that on himself. But other stuff, you feel bad for him.
Yeah.
Lovecraft?
No sympathy. No sympathy, like, in the slightest.
Poe looks like he's seen some stuff. Lovecraft, I've did some stuff. It is.
Oh my.
It is. Anybody, look at pictures of Poe and Lovecraft. You will see what I mean. I am not wrong. I am not wrong.
Fair enough.
Yeah, this was supposed to be all on Lovecraft, and I've just veered it to Poe. You can tell how much I don't like Lovecraft.
Yeah, and Lovecraft, like, as much as some of the things are fascinating, like, at the same time, no.
Can I just say, trying to find good stuff on him was like a needle in a haystack.
I bet.
Like, the two things I found...
Nobody, like... He's not like a household name like Poe. Like,
well,
kind of like the indie horror author.
He's the indie version of Poe. Yeah. That's what he is.
He's the indie version of Poe. With a little more science, but yeah.
Do you want to know what he is? He was Stephen King before Stephen King was born and said, "Hold my drink. I'm about to end this man's career." This is what he is.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense. I haven't read Stephen King's work, so like, that's not really fair.
You're also afraid of your own shadow.
Oh, hush.
So that doesn't surprise me either. But no, it was a lot to find stuff on him, which I was surprised on, because even like some other, like, not as famous authors... normally you can find some decent stuff. Lovecraft, it was all just stuff I didn't care about. Like, bringing up his politics and his beliefs and his religion. And I was like, I don't care.
Well, on that note, I think it's time that we wrap up from,
yes, please,
from Lovecraft.
So I never have to talk about this dude again.
We want to thank you guys for coming along and listening to us talk about H.P. Lovecraft. Of course, if you like this episode, if you like what you've been listening to, please consider sharing the episode with your friends and following the podcast. It would really help us to grow the show, and we would really appreciate that support. And then what are we going to be talking about next time?
We are going to be doing the bookish challenge, rip it or ship it.
Okay, we will see how that goes. We'll see you guys next time then.
Bye.